such an asshole.
See, no, old Capmeister, I beat Big Tech. I beat Big Tech. See, because on Firefox, you can't share the screen. You look all around. Where's the share screen? Oh, we just didn't program it. Just didn't program one of the largest browsers. Oops. And I remember, oh, yeah, I had to go to Chrome to do this, to share the screen. And then I did the Stingy Men's Club thing. They wanted me to do a video. You guys all wonder why I charge so much for video responses. This is the reason why. And then on Chrome, oh, share screen. Here we go. Hit record. Like, hey, no audio on the thing. Why? Because, oh, on Chrome, see, they just assume you don't want to share the audio. Why would you want to share the audio on a video, right? You just want to show them because you could get the joke without the words, right? Because that's what the Silicon Valley geniuses figure out. And I was about to hit, I'm like, wait a minute. Am I going, I went back. There it is. Do you want to play with audio? Yes, lady, I effing do. Playing a video without audio. Honest to God, what are you? Oh, so capable of converting and displaying data around the globe over the internet. And you guys are so dumb, so brain dead, or deaf to normal people worldwide. Why would they want to have audio? Why would I want to play with boobs? Why would you? Maybe that's why they all look physically different than regular normal humans. Not because they're sitting there programming and not. Don't worry, we'll get to the request. But have you noticed that culture, they're starting to genetically morph into a different type of human? Oh, they claim superior. I highly doubt that because you like the street smarts to say, hey, did you know normal people want to hear the effort video? So we have a video request. And if you like paying double because of all the pain assery I got to go through to do a video response, you can go to assholeconsulting.com and do the thing there. All right. So let me go to the request first. Happy ditch taking prick. we can mention, did you want to remember? Okay. Thank you, John. insults get a discount. Happy ditch digging, prick. Don't dig those ditches too deep to where you can't get out. Anything lower than 3 feet's going to get above your head. Thank you. Thank you. This made my day. This made my day. How much for a YouTube rant of you watching and commenting on this video in the title of the video? I've linked to it below in the description. Comment incubator would grow your babies at home. And it looks like this scary 1970s Doctor Who thing. 70s Doctor Who was weird. Everything in the 70s was bad and weird. Nothing good came out of the 70s, including myself. There's a disturbing modern view of motherhood where it's seen as an unfortunate annoyance. Children are just necessary things. I'm seeing this as culture-wide to the point that events like Amy Schumer naming her child Jean Adel Fisher. I don't get Jean Adel Fisher barely registers as more than a chuckle and not brazen child abuse. Military discount appreciated. Thanks. What is Jean Adel Fisher? I don't get it. Hang on. I gotta look this up now. Jean Adel Fisher. Jean Adel. Okay, USA Today. No, I don't want to subscribe. I clicked no. Change your son's name, and the reason might make you laugh. During the Tuesday episode, three altered the son's name, realizing their first try sounded not safe for work. Their baby, formerly Jean Adel Fisher, had a middle name meant as a nod to Schumer's friend and fellow comedian Dave Attell. I don't see what's wrong with this. Though the intention was sweet, it came with an unintended consequence, Schumer said. So do you guys know that Gene, our baby's name, is officially changed? It's now Gene David Fisher. It was Gene Adel Fisher, but we realized that we, by accident, named our son Genitel. Oh, Genitel? Gene Attell. It's Gene. It's not Jen. Jen is spelled J-E-N. This is G. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So, sorry. I'm sorry I asked. I'm so glad I don't watch the news. Genital Fisher. All right. Okay. All right. That's the Schumer world. All right. Well, let's click on this. I have not watched it. That's why I like to have natural responses. Thank God it's only a minute 46. And I'm wondering if this is like crazy, you know, like zany. Here we go. Okay. Of course, we got freaky looking science millennials. I think that one's a guy because he's got a beard. Everyone else looks like scary people. And they're all dressed yellow. Like, okay, isn't it weird? They're all dressed in yellow. This is like a horrific sci-fi movie from the 70s. Okay, yeah, because putting your hand on a glass thing, that's normal. Yeah, okay. It looks like a green mushroom. All right, you... Hey, you guys, raise all the kids you want with these weirdos. Of course, a hair bun. Okay. This is like the CIA recruitment video with the mentally impaired psychopath. Parents will be able to live their lives normally. Being pregnant is normal. That's normal. Morning sickness, breastfeeding, the father worrying all the time, labor. And of course, it just shows, what is this, late Zoomer, early millennials? Where, I mean, you guys are all up about yourself. Yeah, I love it how y'all complain about how the baby boomers didn't raise you right and didn't invest in you. And then you do the exact same thing the baby boomers did and not invest in your children. Because they're things, right? You hated being treated like a thing as a child, right? And you were a thing. You're right. The baby boomers didn't love you. They just treated you like, we want to have kids because we want to have kids. And propaganda. Mommy went off to work, right? And left you at home. No one raised you. You got raised by daycare, right? Latchkey kids. And then you're going to do the exact same thing to your kids. And you don't realize that. But you know better. You have a college degree. They could watch the fetus. They spelled fetus. They could watch. Is this Shtick Tech Insider? I mean, that's a company. You can watch the baby grow in the pod. I don't want to see a fetus grow. Not really, no. Even the music is that, like, that piano, electric piano, weird Miami Vice stuff. Talk to insert food. Oh, God. Or you can speak to the fetus. In case you're too lazy to get up and talk to it 3 feet away from you. Oh, God. Oh, you millennials are hilarious. Oh. Do I get the green mushroom that changes color like a hot tub? Product design Arnheim. All right, so this is Europe. Product design. Is that the Jack's World? Product design Arnheim. Well, their website is absolute crap. All right. That's not. Nope. Nope. It looks like it's in Holland. What town is this? Arnhem. Is that the bridge we were failed to catch? And the bridge too far? All right. Well, we're going to keep on going here. Nope. That's not it. Come on. Where'd it go? Here it is. So is it possible? Yes, sort of. Okay, look. If this doesn't make you, if you're not revolted at this, even the lamb, which, okay, I understand that's amazing technology, or maybe we could do this for organs or something. But if this is how you want to raise your kids, the human race doesn't deserve to go on. It just doesn't. I mean, yeah, there's not going to be any problems. Yeah, a healthy lamb. Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure it's healthy. Right. All right. Wait, is this where the bioethicists come in? Is this where you guys come in? Well, you see, it's a real science. We know objectively what is moral and right. Guys, it's just yet another red flag. You say, hey, what do you think? And here's what's going to happen, if you'll allow me to predict. Now, I'll be older by then. Let's say 15, 20 years this comes out. So I'll be old. All right. I'll be on my way out. How much you want to bet, like, abortion, or, oh, I got the jab, or BLM, women are going to virtue signal with this. Like, oh my God, I am so for the pod baby. I'm getting a pod baby. I mean, like, cause like it's the egg freezing. They have egg freezing parties. Anything that's new or edgy, they got to celebrate. Big red flag. Big red flag. Like, when you go on the, I got to do some dating profiles later today if I get some time. When we go on the dating app, and now in addition to single mom, one expecting on the way, born again Christian, swipe left if you're not a Marxist, tattoo, purple hair, all that. Now I'm a pod baby pro. Pod baby. It's going to happen. It'll happen. And if you're, oh, then you're this most horrible, vile person ever. Okay, I'm all for that. That's fine. Help the premature. Absolutely. Absolutely. If I have to see this screenshot, this scene again, really? Jack, find these people and kick their asses, all right? They're closer to you than me. And it don't look like any of them throw a punch. Oh, that was great. That was just great. I'm glad. I'm glad we got that. It is so, what was the movie with Sylvester Stallone? Not Renaissance Man. What the heck was that movie? Demolition Man. The Demolition Man, we're like, ooh, sex the old way? Gross. It's like, it's still be. Well, it's already here because sex is gross, right, guys? It's just nasty. Ooh, grody. I don't look. Okay, that was clickbait on Tech Insider Tech. Okay. It was a concept. It was a bunch of losers in Holland that came, oh, look, a concept. And they watched a lot of Doctor Who in the 1970s and made everything orange and yellow. And then they put together the baby cryo chamber. They put some lighting in there because that's what you really want to do, is have different lighting to make it look all scientific-y. And no. I dare you. Oh, look, premature babies. Yes. Even growing organs. So you can, like, yeah, I'm all for it. You're going to conceive life in that? Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Look, most of you don't want to raise your kids anyway. Most of you outsource them to daycare. Most of you send them to Marxist indoctrination schools called public schools. Most of you people don't invest in your kids. And that's the fathers there too, not just the women. You obviously don't love your kids. You just want a thing. So what do you care if it's organic or synthetic? What do you care? You don't. You want a thing. And heaven forbid, ladies, you be inconvenienced with being pregnant. Heaven forbid, you men be inconvenienced by sending your kids down and investing in them and teaching them things. Like, well, I got a better idea. You really want to go far? You really want to go far? Why stop there? Why even deal with your kid at all? Isn't it just enough to know that your genetic material is propagated? So in the ideal world, what would happen? It's just following the next step. I'm being deadly serious about it. The next logical step to this. She donates an egg. You donate the sperm. All right. You grow this up, this Frankenstein monster in the baby cage or the infant cage. Well, you guys didn't really want this kid anyway, right? Because if you're not going to go through pregnancy, a traditional means of actually having a kid, and you're going to go through this abortion of a mad scientist nightmare technology to do this, you're not going to want to raise the kid either. So all you want is your genes to propagate. So why don't you have the state take care of it? So the state will take it, raise the child. You already do that effectively with public schools. And then maybe you got visitation rights. Maybe you visit the kid every once in a while. Maybe you don't. Who cares? Kid ain't being raised by you. Being raised by your pre-K, your daycare providers, and your elementary school teachers, right? So it's not much different than what we got now. The better thing is that you wouldn't be bothered by the kid being there. You wouldn't have to feed it. You wouldn't have to deal with it, tend to it. You all got nannies, right? Right? So why stop there? Like, if you really want, you've already outsourced the rearing of your children. Now you're going to, I do not doubt for now. I think about it. Modern day parents and parents of yesteryear have so outsourced their children. It would not surprise me. They outsource the actual conception, conceiving and birthing of the children. Absolutely. Absolutely. You would do it. You guys would do it. And then that way you have kids. I could have a kid then. I could have lots of kids. Oh, yeah, my genes made it. No, I don't see them. Oh, no, that's what the government babysitter is for. That's what the government parents are for. It's already there. You call them social workers and teachers, but you got government parents. It's here. It's the brave new world today. All right, super chats. Channel 1800 dumb. Two New Zealand dollars. Hey, Cap. Hey, brothers. Bigs up. All TFM soon. Woo. Yeah, we'll have, I mean, it'll be short. He's busy, you know. Fred Freeman saw a buck super sticker. I don't know what it is, but I bet you it's going to be Mexican. But there it is, Mexican poops. $1.99. Thank you, Fred. Johnny New York, 50 Mexican pesos. Aaron, are women better outside the United States? I don't know. I've traveled very little outside the United States. Or should I just stay away from marriage? I am 35. Chino. Does that mean Mexican and Chinese? And have a net worth of 2 million pesos or dollars? It's a difference. I don't know. I have to go with field reports of what other people have said. I know Canada is basically the same as the United States, so we can have that there. The Mexican agents in the field that I've had, including Alex, Atham, not Dre, Juan, and some others, they have said that the rural parts of Mexico are still traditional, but you get into the major metropolitan like Mexico City, Monterrey, what are the other major towns in there? What's the one? Juarez. The women are rapidly becoming feminized, feminists, leftists, non-traditionalists. You also see some rather radical feminist protests in the Catholic Church in Argentina. And Venezuela was all leftist until recently, I bet. How would you want to bet they're going back to tradition soon? So I don't know. I really don't know. I know, all the mail order brides, whether you went overseas to find a bride legitimately, or you just paid for it and you were a schmuck for a green card and a visa. Those are fraught with problems. Watch Coach Red Pill's videos on Western women and Eastern women. Okay. There's no silver bullet. Look, let's put it this way. If there was a country where the women were nice and everything was wonderful and kind and sweet, we would have found it by now. We're men. We figure out everything. Okay. We would have found it. But because there's all been troubles with the girls becoming Americanized, or they always want you to give money to the family, scams are rife. No, there's no place that we haven't. Look, we got men at, what was it? Jerry Seinfeld says, we got men everywhere. Maybe you've heard of our organization. We're called Men. We're everywhere. I always have our agents in the field. He may not be our best agent, but we have our best agent in the field. And yeah, we would have found it. It's not to say like, you know, maybe Eastern men, I'm sorry, Western men would find Eastern women a little bit more attractive. Maybe Eastern women, I'm sorry, Western women would find Eastern men more attractive. Maybe cultures have evolved that different countries. Well, yeah, there could be a pairing up there. But I don't know if they're necessarily better. I don't think they could be much worse. I mean, maybe Sweden, but I've never been to Sweden. I would go, and here's the only guess, only variable I could throw in there. You want to go to poorer countries, not because they're desperate, but because they have to rely on family, right? Because that tends to keep tradition. If you have a welfare state, if you're rich enough to have an effective welfare state, communist countries, they promise everything, they ain't got the money, right? So you still have to rely on traditionalism in the nuclear family. But go to a place where they're not rich enough to have a welfare state. Go to a place where, you know, they have to rely on each other through help and barter and trust and family and community. But once you can start paying people government checks to not need one another, which I guess in one way is liberating, and then you could hang out with people you genuinely want. But no, aside from a second or third world country, I can't recommend one country over the other. On account I haven't visited. I mean, I went to Italy, but I wasn't scoping out chicks. I was in France, same thing. I was kind of trying to keep my eyes on the road. Switzerland, boring. I don't know if any Swiss girl would ever want to go out with an American on account. I think we're probably just too dirty. I only hear from Swiss men. I've never had a Swiss female contact us. Probably because we're beneath her or something. I don't know. Someone tell me. What's it like dating a Swiss girl? I've never heard that. I don't even know what that's like. I've not heard one way or the other. Are they traditional? Like maybe Israeli gals are kind of cool because they all got to join the military. Nobody likes Sweden. No one likes Norway. No one likes Finland. I guess we're all universal on that. British girls, we all see the British girls just passed out in a gutter drunk with their panties up. So I think we're not going to deal with that. I know that's more a modern life John question. I think it's more a modern life John question. Channel 1800, dumb. New Zealand, $5. What's the ETA on the TFM, bro? It was great with you and the lads a few days back. This stuff is disgusting. Date my sister. No, I know. No. I'm out. And for that reason, I'm out. If I'm ever single again, no. Mm-mm. Well, you're really successful. You know how to dance. You got a nice house. Are you single? Yeah. So I got this nice friend. Is she fat? How many kids she got? Oh, that's interesting. No. I'm going to stay at home and play my video games. It'll be tomorrow sometime. I'll make an announcement. I saw Aaron up. $5. You used to say a full collapse would never happen in your or my range's lifetime. 29. Have your views changed? My lifetime, no. I don't think a full collapse will happen. Your lifetime, maybe. Let me hit me up at the end of the first term of Biden. We'll see. Nonstop Drake, $2. This brave and stunning, along with egg freezing. Yeah, here's what's going to happen, though. Like the egg freezing, people are going to think that the technology is stable. And then they'll drop a lot of money, and then women will go past their menopause stage, or they'll get to menopause and won't have any more eggs. And then, like, they'll find out with egg freezing that they don't really have a high survival rate. They don't stay fresh for long. And that you ain't going to have no kid. And I can't wait for this, you know, incubaby where it's like, oh, yeah, there are a couple chromosomes missing or a couple too many. Oh, yeah, grew a second head. I don't know how that happened. Hey, here's your mutant child. Oh, by the way, now you're on the hook for like an special needs, like an actually physically impaired human being. And now your life is over. But they just turn off the switch, right? Because it's not a real baby. Wait, think about this. Whose body, whose choice? Whose baby is that, huh? Oh, now I really want that technology. Yeah, what would happen? That's not in anyone's body. Who gets to decide to abort it? Oh, that'd be great. I could love watching that on TV. Oh, who's going to get the baby now? Who's going to get the incubaby? But I'm a woman. Yeah, but it's not in your body. Jay Solar 595 bucks. If the birth rate collapses due to environment or something, won't we have to use incubators as a supplement? No. Why would we? What? No. Well, I mean, for the longest time, the human population was below a million. You know what? We'll be fine with ample reason. Why would you want more mouths to feed? You want a low population with ample supply. Don't worry. Men and women will figure it out. They'll figure it out. I mean, not college educated men and women. They're going to be the first to die because they have no street smarts whatsoever. They'll be waiting for a government check. Like, well, you know, the U.S. government destroyed itself, right? But I got my check here. Well, I can't go to a bank to cash. You know, that's because there's no electricity. Those people aren't going to last long. But I have a master's degree in early childhood education. It won't last a week. Johnny New York, $2 million U.S. net worth. That's good. That's good. I won't tell anyone you got that, male or female. No reason to tell anyone that. I saw something about Swiss girls make you feel tiny. Why? Are they super tall? I don't remember being all that tall. Getting checks ain't that hard. Laughing out loud, just be yourself. Yeah, just be yourself. I think we're caught up. Yeah, we're caught up. All right, there you go. Questions, answers. Video live stream response. Expensive. Assholeconsulting.com. And get the book, How Not to Become a Millennial, so you're not looking at incubabies because you just decide to be fat and disgusting and then wants to put things inside of you. Toodles.